The genesis behind this, or it came around 2013. What was just the genesis, the backstory behind it?
Yeah, we have a new board, so we weren't on the original board, but from my understanding, it was kind of similar to our revitalization. They saw a need, they wanted to have some literary events in the city, and decided to sort of kick off and plan something. So the previous festival, or the earlier iteration, I guess, of this festival ran from 2013 to 2019. With a full slate, you know, they started small as we are and then grew to a several day multi-event festival over the course of 6 years.
And as St. John has always had a literacy convention before, or was this like kind of the first creation of it?
Yeah, I believe that the Foglit Festival circa 2013 was, you know, filling that need. I don't think there had been anything in that kind of offering. And then they ran it very successfully for many years, and really it was kind of taking a step back, looking at the organization, and then of course the pandemic that led to them kind of quieting things down for a couple of years.
And do you guys try to do something virtually during the pandemic, or was it just not really an option?
It seems like the organization needed that time to just take a break and rest for a while. So really until Gemma and I got involved again and started meeting with the former board, there was this book-shaped gap in St. John.
And so now you guys are planning it. What's some of the expectations that's gonna happen for this year?
Yeah, we have 3 days of events. So on Thursday, we have an opening reception and book launch for Brandon Hicks. He is a writer and illustrator who currently lives in St. Stephen. I believe he's originally from St. John.
He actually used to work for Foglit years ago.
The previous iteration.
Like an intern.
Yeah, I think in 2015 or 2016, he said. So that will be our opening reception on Thursday. On Friday, we have a poetry launch with Douglas Wayborn Gow for Island. And that will be happening at the St. John Arts Center. And then Saturday we have a full day of events, starting in the morning at the Free Public Library with Riel Nason, a children's book reading and craft workshop. The afternoon we have Partridge Island Presents with Sue Nelson Buckley, and she'll be leading a workshop and reading on sort of how to take a novel from genesis idea to completion. And then Saturday evening we have Michelle Winters, who's also originally from St. John, Giller Prize nominated author.
So it's a very local oriented convention.
Yeah, this year we wanted to focus on some really like core events that speak to the city and speak to people working in, writing in, or from St. John, for the most part. There's some who don't.
Kind of the mission of the festival as it was and as it is now is to bring together all of the talent and the ability and the interest that is local to us in the St. John region, and then knit it together with authors from elsewhere in Canada, internationally one day if we keep building the festival again, and to bring all of those minds together.
And for this year, are you guys planning on having different themes for each festival, where this year it's all going to be about fiction? Is there some nonfiction books, history books also implemented in the future?
Yeah, we, in keeping it small this year, are trying to hit a little bit of everything. We have some poetry, we have fiction, we have children's lit, but I can imagine if the festival continues to grow a bit more, we're trying to reach different genres, we're trying to reach different audiences. But in terms of theme, I think we kind of let the theme come out from it. That as opposed to trying to say, we're only going to bring mystery novels to give a wider representation.
And would you guys kind of need volunteers for this festival too? Or are you guys?
Yeah. Our whole board are all volunteers, but we're really excited to bring the Foglit community back together and have a call for volunteers very soon and see who we can get to come out and help us put this all back on. And it's been really rewarding to see how, even after all of these years, St. John is still really excited, and people who used to be involved, used to attend, have all of these fond memories, and can't wait to come back out again.
Perfect. And lastly, what are just some, if you guys can both answer, what are just some benefits of just reading in general? Doesn't have to be a full book series. It can just be like a newspaper. It can just be a magazine.
Oh, I mean, I think both of us would say we are lifelong readers, and there are countless benefits, but the way you can transport yourself, the way you can learn about and empathize with others, you know, whether you are reading your favorite childhood series again and transporting yourself to that place, or you are reading about current events and you are coming to understand what's happening in the world and what's happening to other people, I think that's all equally valuable.
Yeah, I think there's something really interesting with reading where when you see something about yourself or a version of yourself or an aspect of your life on the page, it feels affirming or interesting. And at the same time, when you read something, whether it's a newspaper article or a novel or a poem that gives you insight into someone else's experience, it develops that kind of empathetic gaze and the ability to sort of think critically about yourself and the world around you. If you never interact with or never think about other experiences because you don't read them, I feel like your view on the world can be kind of broadened, I guess, through reading in any capacity. In St. John, there's something really interesting, I think, about bringing literary events because you're reading, but then you're actually talking about what you're reading with other people. And that's key to developing community, developing that sort of, I don't know, reflective mind that is about entertainment and fun and escape, but also about learning about others and thinking critically about the world and engaging with different ways of being.
I've had folks ask, like, I've never been to a literary festival. I've never been to a reading. Why would I go?
Yeah.
And I mean, fair question. Like, you can just read the book at home by yourself, but it's exactly that connecting and building community and coming to understand not only what the author had in mind, but how other people interpreted it, and unlocking so much more about the book than you can just get from it in your hands.
So essentially, it's just a really big book club.
100%, big book club.
A book club where you actually get to speak to the authors, which is so fun.
For all of the art that gets made, and you go, I just don't get it. Like, this is the opportunity to say, will you tell me more about that? And authors are also like the coolest, weirdest, best people.
Yeah, absolutely.
So is there a genre that you guys would recommend to somebody?
I personally, I love a good mystery novel. Always have. But I am getting more interested in poetry as an adult. I am taking a chance on that. It was something that growing up I felt a little bit mystified by. And now it's about finding the poet that speaks to you.
Yeah. I'm a big historical fiction buff. Like, I think there's something really interesting about using the past as inspiration for narrative that can, like, help create a world that already exists, but you're sort of, like, tweaking it or playing with it or imagining it differently that I find really engaging.
So I can tell that you're a fan of the Magic Treehouse series. Well, you're the Hardy Boys.
100%.
Awesome. Okay. All right, was there anything you want to add in that I might have just missed upon?
In case we didn't say so, most of our events are happening at Imperial Theater on the second floor in Golding's Lounge. That would be the opening reception and book launch with Brandon Hicks, as well as the workshop and the fiction launch on Saturday. And I believe you said that the poetry event is at the St. John Arts Center and the children's lit event is at the library.
Okay.
But all of that is also online and free. And
every event is free.
Yeah. Okay. And also, will there also kind of be like book sales going on too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, book sales. We have some merch as well. So if you you know, come out to a Foglit event and you're like, oh my God, I need to represent this everywhere I go, we will have t-shirts and other merch for sale.
And they'll be booksellers at the events. You can pick up the book if you listen to the author talk about it and you just have to have it. You can grab it there. Maybe get them to sign it. Who knows?
Yeah.